Doctor Who, Sting of the Zygons, by Stephen Cole, read by Reggie Yates. The stillness of the hillside was torn apart by the grinding of alien engines, as a tall wooden hut burst into bright blue existence. It proclaimed itself to be a police box, but the reality was far stranger and infinitely more exciting. "Berlin!" cried the Doctor, throwing open the doors. "Definitely Berlin." He took in the woods ahead of him, the damp, scrubby grassland all around and the white-tipped mountains that hemmed in the landscape. Sort of, maybe. He turned to the girl hovering in the police box's doorway. "Berlin, do you think, Martha?" Martha Jones gave him a look. "How many mountains in Berlin?" she asked. "Not huge amounts," the Doctor conceded. "In fact, less than one, probably," he brightened. "There's a mountain in the town of Berlin in New York State." The Doctor's enthusiasm was muted by a high-pitched screech of brakes and a loud crashing noise. A cloud of smoke rose up from behind a close-by hillock. Martha and the Doctor shared a wordless look. Then, as one, they ran full pelt towards the sound. "Car crash!" Martha panted. The engine sounded inefficient and probably downright dangerous. The Doctor gave her a grin. "I want to go." He put on a spurt of speed and reached the brow of the hillock. "Oh, yes," he cried in delight at what he saw. "Look at that! An Opel Double Phaeton." And one slightly crumpled driver, Martha noted. An old red motor car had obviously failed to take a corner and was blocking a narrow lane. Its bonnet and fenders were bent and scraped after a close encounter with a dry stone wall. A tall man in a tartan sports coat was attempting to push the car away from the wall. He was covered in dirt and grease and had cut his hand. "I say," he called. "Could you offer a chap assistance?" Martha was already making her way down the steep slope to the roadside. "What did you do?" she asked, studying his injured hand. "Sliced it on the blasted fender," the man said. "Excuse the language, my dear. The name's Victor Meredith." "I'm Martha Jones." She cast a look at the Doctor, who was lavishing his attention on the car. "And this is an Opel 1018, said the Doctor. "Pure elegance from Russellheim." He caressed the driving seat, which looked more like a cream leather sofa welded to the chassis, and tapped the walnut steering wheel. "Indeed, yes, and all brand new," Victor grinned, then winced as Martha whipped his white racing scarf from about his neck. "You an auto car enthusiast yourself?" "Used to be. I'm the Doctor." Victor's eyes turned back to Martha as she wrapped the scarf around his wounded hand. "And you're his nurse, eh, Miss Jones?" "Training to be a doctor, actually," she agreed. Victor smiled. "Lady doctor, eh? Well, I dare say they'd do things differently where you're from." The Doctor pulled a cover from the back seats to reveal a collection of shotguns. "You've got some heavy-duty hunting gear here." "That's because I'm here for some heavy-duty hunting," Victor agreed. "The legs will be alive with hunters, I should think." The Doctor frowned. "Hang on a minute. Lakes. You mean the Lake District?" Victor looked at him and turned back to Martha. "Are you sure you're not his nurse?" "Miss Jones is an ambassador for the distant land of Fredonia," the Doctor announced. "I'm escorting her." "Fredonia? Is that one of ours?" "Hang about," boomed the Doctor. "Lake's alive with hunters." He reached into the back of the car and hefted a fearsome-looking weapon. "You've got an elephant gun. Elephants in the Lake District." "Bigger game than that," said Victor, reaching under the guns and pulling out a newspaper. "I thought the whole world had heard of the Beast of Westmoreland." Martha took the paper and checked the date. September 16th, 1909. She read the headline. "Beast of Westmoreland found dead. Battered prehistoric killer washed up on lakefront."
"So you can read as well as nurse," said Victor, apparently genuinely impressed.
Martha shot him a look. "And if I couldn't, there's always the artist impression. Looks like a dinosaur or something. Let me see." The Doctor snatched the paper from her hands. "So why all the artillery?" asked Martha. "Taking this lot to hunt a dead monster seems like overkill."
"Friend of mine is the expert naturalist brought in to study the brute, Lord Hailstone. He says there's serious injury to its head."
Victor tapped the side of his nose. "Thinks perhaps it had a tussle with a mate." "There's another thing like that roaming about," said Martha. The Doctor had been studying the paper. Now he slung it in the back of the car. "Victor, can you give us a lift? I want to see this dead monster."
"The Beast pegged out beside the lake at Templewell. We can detour on the way to Goldspur."
"What's Goldspur?" Martha queried.
"Lord Hailstone's estate. Base of operations..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?